The Isha Upanishad. Translation by Swami Gambhirananda. Shloka 1. Om. All this, whatsoever moves on the earth, should be covered by the Lord. Protect yourself through that detachment. Do not covet anyone's wealth, for whose is wealth? It is the Lord's. By doing action, indeed, should one wish to live here for 100 years. For a person such as you, who wants to live like this, there is no way other than this, whereby karma may not cling to you. Those worlds of devils are covered by blinding darkness. Those people that kill the self go to them after giving up this body. That moves, that does not move. That is far off, that is very near. That is inside all this, and that is also outside all this. They who see all beings in the self itself, and the self in all beings, feel no hatred by virtue of that realization. When to the person of realization all beings become the very self, then what delusion and what sorrow can there be for that seer of oneness? They are all pervasive, pure, bodiless, without wound, without sinews, taintless, untouched by sin, omniscient, ruler of mind, transcendent, and self-existent. They have duly allotted the respective duties to the eternal years. Those who worship rites and rituals enter into blinding darkness. But into greater darkness than that enter they who are engaged in meditation. They say that by vidya, a really different result is achieved. And they say that by avidya, a different result is achieved. Thus we have heard the teaching of those wise who explained that to us. They who know these two, vidya and avidya, together attain immortality through vidya, by crossing over death through avidya. Those who worship the unmanifested, prakriti, enter into blinding darkness. But those who are devoted to the manifested, hiranyakarpa, enter into greater darkness. They spoke of a different result, indeed, from the worship of the manifested. And they spoke of a different result from the worship of the unmanifested. Thus we have heard the teaching of those wise who explained that to us. They who know these two, the unmanifested and the destruction, Hiranyakarpa, together attain immortality through the unmanifested, by crossing death through destruction. The face of truth, Brahman in the solar orb, is concealed by a golden vessel. Do thou, O sun, open it, so as to be seen by me, who am by nature truthful. You who art the nourisher, the solitary traveler, the controller, the acquirer, the son of Prajapati, remove your rays and gather up your dazzle. I shall behold your grace and that form of yours which is the most benign. I am that very person that is in the sun. Let my vital force now attain the all-pervading immortal air. And now let this body be reduced to ashes. Om. O mind, remember. Remember all that has been done. O mind, remember. Remember all that has been done. O fire, O God, knowing, as you do, all our deeds, lead us by the good path for the enjoyment of the fruits of our actions. Remove from us all sin. We offer you all words of glory.